CJMQ 88.9, just checking in with William Hogg, Assistant Deputy CEO of Communications and Human Resources and Languages Service Management from Sherbrooke Canada Games 2013. William, how's everything been going with the new week?
Well, the week started off great. We did what we call our turnaround weekend, where on Saturday we had 1,800 athletes leave and 1,800 athletes arrive. So essentially, we turned Bishop University into an airport.
Right, right. Yeah. Quite a lot of traffic going through there.
Oh, yeah. And so what we had to do was we had to pre-register athletes leaving for their flights. We had a baggage check-in with weigh scales and all that. And then starting at about 3, we had all the athletes coming in for the second block. And essentially, we turned in a big baggage line, like at an airport. Except for the fact that we were probably much more efficient than an airport.
Is that right? So everything just went so smoothly.
We were able to get baggage for 200 athletes out of a truck, sorted, stored, and picked up in under 15 minutes.
That's really amazing.
Yep,
fantastic.
Yeah.
And so yesterday you had a good day?
Yesterday we started our second week of competition, so the athletes are all out on the field to play. We got the chance to go and take a look at canoe kayak at Parc Jacques-Cartier and some beach volleyball at Addo Beaver Park.
So for the kayaking, it was a Sherbequois that won?
Yeah, well, there's Emily Simard, who was part of the K4, which is a four-person kayak, and they won gold yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see the Quebec girls play volleyball and a few of the men's teams from other provinces, and the Quebec girls did pretty well. They got through their first match, and I think they're on the court right now, and I've heard that they're leading in the second set, so things are looking good there, too.
Well, that's great. Just offhand, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but how many medals has Quebec won so far?
I think this morning they had 77 versus Ontario, which I think had about 120.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what place are they in?
In second place. Yeah.
Great. And
yeah.
Who's in third place?
BC followed by Alberta.
Okay, so Alberta was in, second place for a while there last
week? Yesterday was a huge day for the Quebec team. At the 10-meter diving up at Claude Robillard in Montreal, we brought in 5 of the 6 medals for the 10-meter diving.
Terrific. Yep. So today we have a little bit of rain, but that doesn't look like it's going to affect anything too much?
No, and our sports this week, unlike last week, aren't really affected by the rain. So the rowers will row, the kayakers will kayak. The beach volleyball players will play beach volleyball. Although it's going to be rather chilly tomorrow. I think they're calling for a high of 16, so the beach volleyball players might catch a cold after the games, but I think there won't be any delays caused by any rain.
No. And have you been able to get downtown to the cultural activities that have been going on?
I went last week to the concert with Damien Robitaille, which was kind of nice. And Wellington Street has turned into what we call the Canada Games Place.
Right.
And there's going to be a few stages set up with live performances and cultural performances and things like that. So it's going to be rocking downtown tonight.
And so if it does rain, does that affect it at all?
No, the concerts will go on. The musicians have stages that are all covered. The only thing is I'm sure there'll be less people than we'd be hoping for if it was raining, but it looks like it's wanting to hold off out there right now.
Right. So on a more personal note, did you get some rest?
last Friday I was able to take a night off and get 12 hours of sleep, but starting Sunday we were back up with our regular 7 o'clock in the morning meetings and finishing up a lot earlier, though. We're really rolling right now, so everybody's got a bit more free time, and we're all pretty happy about how things are going.
Great, that's great. Well, thank you very much, William Hogg, for taking the time to speak with us today, and we'll check in with you again this week just to see how everything's going and to catch up a little bit.
Sure, no problem.
All
appreciate
right.
it. So, yeah.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.